Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We saw Ricky Pearsall is on the injury report this year, this week. Excuse me. Yeah, in obviously this Jake coming off the heels of the Nick Bosa injury suffered on Sunday, confirmed by everyone involved yesterday. This is a team who's starting with George Kittle in the first game. We saw Trent go down for a couple of plays. We saw Fred Warner exit the game. Now we've seen Nick Bosa exit the season. Juwan Jennings clearly going to be playing with injuries. Everybody's waking on the return of Brandon Ayuk. You lost Debo Samuel, or excuse me, not Debo Samuel. You lost Brock Purdy. You've been playing with your backup quarterback. All of this has still led to the San Francisco 49ers being 3-0. But are we getting to a point, Jake, where it's just too much? Like, is there an injury that a San Francisco 49er can suffer to where it's like, yeah, I don't know how they bounce back from this one?
Yeah, it starts and ends with Fred Warner. Like, if Fred goes down, like, I really start to worry. Like, really start to worry. Like, I know they asked this of Shanahan at the beginning of the year, and, like, I'm not there enough, and I would press the 49er, press group to press Shanahan on this. But, like, who's being held accountable for these injuries? Like, yes, injuries happen in the NFL, but a lot of them seem soft tissue, right? And when you look at soft tissue, there is preventative ways of making sure that that those injuries don't happen. My question is anybody talking to the medical staff and how they're going about it? Because, like, from my understanding is the 49ers do it differently than any other NFL team. Yes, you want to be different sometimes and be outside the box, but maybe not in this respect. Maybe you want to be like a normal NFL team when it comes to how you're dealing with injuries. And I wonder if they've looked at that at all, or if that's something they look at the offseason. But, like, man, it just feels like every year the 49ers are one of the most injured teams in the NFL. And some of it's bad luck. I'm with you on that. But some of it is like, okay, this is another soft tissue injury. Are they doing the right warm-ups? Are they taking their care of their bodies the right way? Is the medical staff going about this in the right way? I read an article last night where, like, George Kittle talked about at the end of the season last year that the team didn't want him to list all the injuries that he had, but at the end of the year they ended up listing all of them. Like, and a lot of them, he said, were soft tissue injuries. So I would say, if you're asking me on the injury front, well, what's the one that's going to kind of tip the domino in the wrong direction, or the scale in the wrong direction, it's a Fred Warner injury. Like, that guy's heart and soul to defense. He's the best linebacker, maybe the best defensive player in the NFL right now. If you lose him on defense, that means a lot of rookies are going to be turned into veterans very quickly. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at a guy like D. Winters to lead the group, which I'm not exactly sure if he's ready to do that moving forward.
Casey, I want to add to that real quick. I probably should have read this a second ago. From Nick Wagner, Ricky Pearsall tells me that he just has some knee soreness. His expectation is that he will practice this week and will be okay on Sunday. More from Nick Wagner on this real quick. Here's what Ricky Pearsall told me in the locker room. Quote, I just have a little bit of knee soreness, but it's nothing that I'm actually worried about at all. So, yeah, just more of a little precaution. I'll be practicing this week. I mean, that's my plan, my goal. If I had to go today, I would. You know what I mean? If there was a game today, then I'd play.
Okay.
What if it was a playoff game, Ricky?
Well, I'm sorry. I did see that about Brock on Sunday.
Oh, good. It was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
It was only a matter of time. Mike Brown now reporting on the NFL. Or Luke Walton or whoever.
No, it was Alvin.
Oh, it was Alvin. Right. It was Alvin. Was it De'Aaron?
De'Aaron, yeah, I think so. Yeah. If it was a playoff game. All right, bro. You guys were 10 games out of 8.
Also, Alvin, yeah, you're in Sacramento. Love you, Alvin, but.
On the injury staff front, the cool piece about it is they just changed medical staffs like 2 years ago. So I'm not sure what you do, but I remember they had, I think it was after the 20, might have been a little bit more than a couple years ago, because it might have been after the 2020 season. I think they cleaned house with the medical staff, brought a new medical staff in, and now they've got this situation. I saw some stat where, like, since 2018, they've been top 10 in games missed at least 5 of the 7 years or whatever the case may be. So it's just one of those things. I do think a lot of it, the majority of it, if not all of it, is just bad luck. I mean, just misfortune. I don't know what a medical staff could have done differently to keep Brock Purdy from getting turf toe when he was just running on the field. And that turf toe ended up being less severe than something Joe Burrow did a week later.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating for sure, all the injuries they got to deal with. But I think it's just one of those misfortune things, to be honest with you. Maybe they should go to Prague.
Maybe. Rub some beer on it.
You know, CMC, didn't he go to Germany last year for his stem cell stuff?
Snuck to Germany. Yeah.
Yeah, that was our first, like, uh-oh. He's going to Germany to get uh-oh. That's a problem. Jake, you ready to be back at the Golden One Center?
Sure.
Oh. Oh, that's how you feel.
You down?
I'm like any fan. I am excited for any new season with the prospect of have everyone starting 0-0 and having a chance to do well. But if you're telling me that I have high expectations heading to the season, I'm a monkey's uncle. Okay, like I just I have so many questions for Doug and Scott and this team and the buy-in heading into next week. Like, I think media day is going to be so telling and training camp will be so telling because as I told our buddy Matt George yesterday on Locked On Kings, they have a really great contingent of good players. Like, DeMar DeRozan's a good player. Zach LaVine's a good player. Sabonis is a good player. Keegan Murray's a good player. But how does it all fit together? And, like, what's the what structure are you running? Like, you can be really good on defense. You can be a very good rebounding team and move the ball a ton and be fast-paced. But, like, whose role is what, right? Like, is the offense still going to roll through Domas? I hope so. I think I believe you have to, right? But, like, they don't have the three-point shooting that they once did. So how does that look? Does Keegan Murray get a bigger role this year, or is he still going to be in that Harrison Barnes role where he's the fourth option on the team? And you're looking at Keegan, who wants an extension, and you ask yourself, is this the year where he finally shows off what he is? You know, DeMar is going to be a pro's pro, but is he going to be able to give up his fourth quarter shot-making ability and try to close the game out? I don't know, especially if he's not having him. And then the biggest wild card is Zach LaVine. LaVine's coming off a career year, and I have high expectations for him, but he's also always been injury prone. So, like, is this a year where he had a really great healthy year and now he's going to be a year where he's going to be injured throughout the season? I don't know. So I have a lot of questions. I am excited about Dennis Schroeder because I like what I saw at Euro basketball, and I'm excited to see how that translates. I like the young guys in Nick Clifford and Maxime Reynaud, but – I just don't know how it all fits together. I don't know what offense they're going to run. Defensively, I think they'll be tough. I think Golden One Center is going to be always going to be a great home field or home court advantage. But, like, if you think that they're competing for a playoff spot, I think you're crazy. I think you're close to competing maybe for a play-in spot, but maybe hoping for a high draft pick coming up next year.
Two things. You're a downer. Two, competing for a play-in spot is competing for a playoff spot.
Yes. Also, Jake, help
me. We haven't made it out of the play-in, guys.
No, I understand that.
That's fine. They didn't make it out of the playoff with all the people that they got rid of that people were so upset about as well, except for one time.
Yeah, but went to game seven, though, when the beam team
and
won.
Then they lost game the next year in New Orleans. They lost six times to the Pelicans with all those people. Beam team, same coach. That coach couldn't figure out how to beat one sorry Pelicans team one time.
And now it's skinny Zion, so what are we going to do?
here's the thing that I don't see the same way. I don't think that the Kings are some contender by any means. But I don't understand how people look at them as just being so sorry. Like, just this sorry-ass team. I don't see it that way. I see they're I tell people all the time, I think they're like just this average 500 team. And that's a playing team. That is a playing team. I'm not saying that's a top six type team. But I also don't see it. Like, I look at a 500 team, and I'm not looking at, oh, my gosh, this is going to be awful. Like, I don't see it that way.
I can understand where you come from that. I got to see it. I have to see it. And a lot of it was last year they said they didn't have time to get to know each other, and that's what they've done this offseason throughout training camp. I know they went down to L.A. Domas told us that. I know they've had a training. They're going to have 2 or 3 weeks of training camp together to figure this whole thing out. I'm intrigued by their roles. I really am, of how this whole thing works. And then at the end of the year, like by the trade deadline, if things aren't working out, like, do they make a move, right, to offload some of the salary and be able to pay some people? Because that's the big – I think they're strapped on what moves they could make this offseason. So now you head into another year. What does it look like next year, and what moves you can make moving forward? Like, I don't want to be a downer, guys. I just
too late. Be a realist. It's too late.
Okay.
Downer Jake.
I came in with high expectations last year, and I was disappointed. Yeah,
well, everybody did.
But those are two different things, though. Coming in with high expectations, and I don't want to necessarily speak for you, Jake, but coming in with high expectations and thinking this is going to be a disaster of a year.
Well, I think what he's saying is protecting his heart.
Yes.
He's protecting himself.
It's tempered expectations.
So he's going ultra negative to cushion.
Anything else
that way,
is
yeah,
gravy.
It's a plus. Yeah, That's right. It's a plus. Jake, we'll see you Sunday night. We're excited to have you here every Wednesday.
Real quick, Jake, do we have a high school game of the week? Are you anywhere?
Yeah, so high school game of the week, Oak Ridge, I believe. Oh, no, we're going to, Vacaville and Rodriguez. Vacaville and Rodriguez out in Fairfield's going to be a good one this weekend. But if you're in Sacramento and you want to go see one, I believe it's Jesuit has a really good game.
Rockland and Jesuit.
So check it out, my friends, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, Friday game day is a smashing hit.
I'm tapped in every Friday. I'll see y'all. I'm tapped in. Shout out to my McClatchy Lions. We keep doing work, boy. That needs to be the game of the week. Where McClatchy at, baby? That's where you need to be.
Time out. Did you see that McClatchy has a starting quarterback? That's a girl. I think that's pretty fire, if you ask me. Okay.
Man, we out here doing work.
Wait, did you say McClatchy's starting quarterback was a girl?
Yeah.
Doing work.
All right.
Look at Kevin John. Kevin John, front of the program, did a great story last night with her.
I gotta check that out. I didn't see that. I gotta check that out.
Look that up. Appreciate you, Jake. Thank you, my brother.
Hey guys, I'll tell you when my next vacation is soon.
Yeah, okay? it's probably in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it ain't gonna be far away.
Yeah,
Jake, we appreciate you, man.
Take care, big dog. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jake. That's good stuff. That big board behind him is all of the games that they got to cover, all of the events they got to go to, all of the different things that they have to do. And that board is always filled out.
Always. And especially this time of year. Well, like in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Football, high school football, basketball.
Jake, you're going to this one. Brennan, you're going to this one. Brennan and Jake, you're going to this one. Jake, you're going to that one. Brennan, you're going to that one. Yeah.
They are everywhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Good stuff from our man, Jake Gaten. Not high on the Kings. I feel like those are the two. I think Jake's emotions surrounding the Sacramento Kings are going to be the prevailing emotion over the course of the next couple of weeks. Mm. I think Kings fans are going to be really excited that the Kings are back on Monday. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be really, really excited that they're back 2 weeks from tonight at the Golden One Center. But I don't think there's going to be any point between now and October 22nd that anyone's really in. I think you either think like you and I do, or you think like Jake does. And I think a lot more people think like Jake.
And the crazy thing is, I wouldn't even classify you and I as being in on the Kings. We just like...
No, we're just not out. Right. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know, like, not trying to like play on words. It's just...
No, but that's what it is.
Team is not trash.
No. They're an average basketball team.
I do understand some people who... I do understand people who don't buy into the team aspect of this. Like the idea that, all right, DeMar is good. The idea that Zach LaVine is good. The idea that player A, B, C, D, E, and F. Yeah, those are fine basketball players. Mm-hmm. But collectively, they don't make a good basketball team. I understand people who feel that way. Mm-hmm. I'm choosing to disagree because I think I'm thinking higher of DeMar DeRozan than most people do. Mm-hmm. I think Zach LaVine is a hell of a scorer. And, you know, truth be told, and I've been honest about, I trust Doug.
That's the other
thing. I trust Doug to figure this out.
I think to a certain degree, we'll talk about this maybe a little bit with Hammer at three. To a certain degree, and when you say that you're out and the fit and it just doesn't work together, that's a little bit of a slap in the face to Doug Christie.
Mm.
Because you're not even giving this guy the benefit of the doubt or the opportunity to see what he could devise with this group. This is what we talk about all the time with coaches in general, and we brought it up yesterday, I think, on the handoff when I talked about Robert Saleh. And it's a Bill Belichick thing. Don't tell me what the guy can't do. Mm-hmm. Tell me what he can do. Mm-hmm. And I'll do my job as a coach to put him in the best situations. And give Doug Christie that opportunity to look at that roster, look at the players that he's dealing with, and figure out how to put people in the best situations to make them successful. Nobody knows one way or another, so I understand people saying like, just on paper or just my thought process of these players, it doesn't work. But we don't know what Doug has in store.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what offense he's going to run, how many different wrinkles he would have with these guys on the floor, the substitution patterns and all this other stuff. He may have found something or may be able to devise a plan and a scheme and a system that works for everybody involved. We don't know that. And this isn't just some random coach that we've never heard of and a random basketball mind that we've never heard of. If you trust Doug Christie's ability to connect with people, if you trust his basketball mind, at the very least, I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt before we start casting these definitive, they just can't play together or mm-hmm. it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like give Doug Christie an opportunity to see what he has in store, see if it works or not.
We will talk more about this with James Hamm when he joins us at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to Lance Woods. He's going to be at the Punchline tonight, and we'll do that next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We back here, man. Lance Woods already cutting up here on the show. Lance joined. We was arguing. He got the Kings backdrop behind him. We was just sitting here arguing about the Kings roster, Lance.
What are we talking about? Talking about the best roster in basketball? That's what y'all talking about?
No, we're talking about the Kings.
No.
We had a conversation with JK, and it's a conversation we've had all off season long, and you know hoops, so I know you can weigh in on this. I'm not saying that the Kings are any type of contenders. I'm not even saying they're like a top six team, but people look at this roster and look at these group of players and like, this team gonna be sorry. Like, we're talking about a top 10 draft, and I was like, I don't see that. I think they're an average team with a roster that's probably gonna go 41-41. Be in the play-in and take your chances there. But a lot of people talk about the roster like this, a 25-27 win team. I don't see it that way. How do you see it?
I mean, I'm a predict we win 82 games until I see something otherwise. I'm not predicting no losses till I see one. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to say what I saw happen last year, it's an interesting thing with Malik Monk is when he was the starting point guard, the team was fine. Like a very high one. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but they play fine with Malik Monk there. There's been a lot of injuries between Malik, Sabonis, DeRozan, like last year and a half that people, I think Keegan was hurt. People like forget these things happen. So it's like a fully healthy roster. I don't see why they can't compete. I don't see that as a bottom feeder.
Well, they're definitely not a bottom feeder, but 82-0 is why Lance is performing at the Punchline this weekend because he's funny. My man Lance is going to be at the Punchline. I said this weekend, my man Lance is going to be at the Punchline tonight.
Yeah, tonight, 7:30, right next to the mattress store that don't sell mattresses. That's where I'm going
to
be at.
Now, to be fair, I did get a mattress right from there. When the KSFM building was across the street, that's where we got our mattresses from when we had the mattress endorsement. Yeah. That used to be. Oh, yeah, what was it called?
It must have been an endorsement.
Was it Sleep Listen, Train? Know, is that what it was called?
Sleep Train. Yeah. Sleep Train, yeah. I know a front for the cartel when I see one. And I'm not here to get nobody business shut down, but I'm just telling you, I've never seen anybody walk out of there with a pillow, a fitted sheet, a mattress, a box spring, a headboard, nothing.
Shout out to that California fish grill. I love that place over there.
That's great food.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever eaten.
Oh,
there.
You would love it too. I think you
I don't
really
think
like
I've
it.
Ever eaten there.
That California fish grill is bomb.
Yeah. PunchlineSack.com if you want to cop tickets to see our man Lance tonight. We doing the Chris Brown meet and greet photo shoots tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to start I think when y'all go to Chris Brown concert, you say, oh, Chris Brown doing Lance Wood meet and greet pictures. Yeah. I think that's the conversation that needs to be had at this point.
That's fair.
It's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
It's like you ain't seen that fadeaway and say, oh, look at Mike doing the Kobe fadeaway. That's not how that works.
Right.
You say, oh, Kobe doing the Mike fadeaway.
Great point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How do you enjoy
$1,500 to get your Lance Woods?
Pesos.
My bad.
Yeah.
You enjoy, man? You've been doing a lot all over the country the last couple of years, man. How does it feel to always come back to SAC and be able to get on stage?
Hey, bro, I love it out here so much. And it's crazy because, like, the more places you go, the more you realize that there's nowhere like home. Mm. Like, no matter what you get from somewhere else, it's like, yeah, it was great, but it's not home. Mm. And what Sacramento offers is so interesting because you see it even when you go other places. It's like Sacramento is like a gym. You know, and people starting to move here too on the low. They think I don't see them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of celebrities got baby mamas out here. They think I don't know.
That's the truth, actually.
I be seeing them rocking in Roseville. Y'all think I don't, I see y'all. Y'all ain't slick. Mm-hmm. y'all ain't slick at all. I'm not going to say who. Hey, listen.
But well, we all know the original baby mama out here. I mean, the Statue of Liberty. I mean, it was, what was it? Not Nicole. It was Eddie's wife.
Yeah, Nicole Murphy.
Nicole, yeah. That was the original.
The OG.
That was the original. You catch her.
You got a baby mama in Sacramento. Whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo. I didn't see her. My mom and my aunt Star. They used to be at the Bel Air on Rush River over in Green Haven.
Yeah.
They see Nicole Green Murphy. Haven.
She was everywhere. Friday night, Saturday. She was at more clubs than I was at. Yeah, early 2000s, I was at them clubs too.
Let's talk about that. You know what I mean? Forget sports. Let's talk about what you was doing in them clubs.
Oh, come on, man. 705 J Street, downtown Sacramento, baby. It was Club Ricky.
Let's go. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey.
Oh, you was at Ricky's, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was at Ricky's every Saturday night for like 4 years straight.
Tell us about the Sacramento Freak-Offs. This is the stories that we wanted. This is why we tuned in the radio. Tell us what you were doing with the baby oil, huh?
Hey.
Tell us you went home early. Tell
us. Sacramento Freak-Offs is crazy.
Well, no. So there was no baby oil.
Don't scratch your head in the club.
There's no baby oil involved, but I do remember covering a particular club. I was covering a club for my dearest brother, God rest his soul, Big Al. And they came to me and they were like, hey, are you going to do the whipped cream game?
Whoa.
I was like, well, I'm sorry. What's the whipped cream game? Well, we have these canisters of whipped cream. And Big Al would take the whipped cream and he'd go, you know, spray them on the different girls. And then the other girls would come and get the whipped cream off.
Wait, what?
I'm not doing that game. But, like, hey, if y'all want your DJ to do it, I'll cover the ones and twos while he go to it. This was an 18 and over nightclub. It was, like, in Stockton, too. I was like, I'm not doing this.
At early 2000s was crazy, bro.
Hey, but Big Al knew how to get that money. God bless that brother. He taught me how to get that money.
Clearly. See, that's the thing about a freak-off in Stockton. Because I don't know if you know this. I don't know if they told you, but if that was in Stockton, that whipped cream had gunpowder in it. That's a fact. I wasn't invited to that freak-off. But I'm telling you, if that's what was going on in Stockton, it was definitely some 9mm hollow tip residue.
I remember we did the Bob Hope Theater? What's the theater out there?
Bob Hope, that's in Stockton.
Yeah, we did a show out there, and it was the day like Stockton was named like the murder capital of
goodness.
And we said that on stage, and they popped.
Oh yeah,
like the crowd went crazy for it. Like they was so proud of that moment. I was like, squad, this is the wrong reaction.
The reaction should be we got to do better.
Not yet. Everybody likes to be acknowledged.
Well,
doesn't matter what you're acknowledged for. That's why they celebrate when they get the number one draft pick. They say, what? The worst.
Oh, it's us. Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Lance is cool with Russell Westbrook. Russ is my favorite. Like, Lance, I don't know. Russ is my favorite basketball player. And every time, yeah, absolutely. And every time you post that clip, that I think you posted it recently. I know I saw it recently.
I just posted. I was in church on Sunday, and the memory popped in my head, so I just reposted it.
Yeah, he posts where he says he's talking to Russell Westbrook out here, and he was like, "Oh, yeah, no, you're doing great stuff." Where you, KD comes over? This is when they were together in Oklahoma City, and says, "Yo, where are you going to be this weekend?" He said, "The Bay Area." KD goes, "Me too." And the crowd reacts to it. It's so great.
Let me tell you something, dog. When I did that, ESPN, the magazine, called me. I did an interview with them. It was on like some of the sports shows.
Uh-huh.
That was that video, that show was the day Russ got traded. So I'm in my room getting dressed for the show. This is Russell Westbrook's show. He's on a comedy show in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'm getting dressed for the show. I'm watching an interview, like a Breakfast Club interview, on my phone. So that's where the sound is at, is on my phone. So my phone's on the dresser. I'm getting dressed. The TV is on, but there's no sound on. So the thing says Russell Westbrook traded on the TV. I don't hear it. I see it. I was like, what? So then I throw my phone, turn this, shut up. Turn the volume on here. It's like, oh, Russell Westbrook traded to the Rockets. And I'm like.
And you're getting ready for his comedy show on OKC.
Now, you got to remember, we all knew he was getting traded. The talk was Miami. Remember, that was like the main talk at that time was Russ was going to Miami. At the side note, every trade been somebody going to Miami and nobody done went.
And free agents. Oh, no, free agents on there either.
Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook. Damian Lillard, Giannis, nobody's gone. So anyway, I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to ruin the show because I don't know. I just don't know. When I get to the show, when I tell you it's media, like it's the NBA finals now. Like they interviewing me like I'm Peter Vesey. Like I got the inside scoop. Even though Peter Vesey was wrong a lot, but still.
Yeah.
Peter Vesey had a lot of sources that were just false.
Yeah. Just wrong information left and right.
I don't think your sources like you, Mr. Vesey. They are telling you malarkey. So anyway, I'm gonna tell DR the story. This is how the joke happened. So he gets traded. So we're side stage. The comics. So Russ keeps coming over there, taking phone calls. He's sitting in the front row. So every time he gets up, the whole crowd goes. All of their attention follows him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, I don't want that happening when I'm on stage. Like I don't want everybody's attention deferred.
Right.
So Russ comes over there. Juice, who Russ went to high school with, who was a comedian friend of mine and a friend of Russ, who put the show on with him. Juice says, hey, Russ, you got to see this dude right here. He's talking about me. And Russ was like, oh, word? I bet. I can't wait to see you. I said, yeah. I said, yo, we met before, and I'm going to talk about it on stage. He said, oh, word, for real. And I was just saying that to get him to sit, like, to not move when I was on stage.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was going to say. No clue, dog. Like, because I didn't have the joke. We had met that one time, but that was all I had. I didn't have nothing else. We met. I got to figure out something. It literally hit me while I was on stage.
Oh,
I was
man.
On stage doing different jokes. And then I said, got it. Like to myself, like, got it. That's it. And I did it. Now, if this was if I understood media that I understand now, because there was no camera like on the crowd. Mm. So if I would have told that joke and the camera would have went on him and you would have saw his reaction.
Yeah.
Especially at the time, it would have been the most viral video in the world.
What was his reaction?
Yeah.
He was laughing. He was like, you see the back of his head. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was like the whole show stopped. Because it was like the DJ start hitting DJ like it was crazy, but for like you could see it on like you could see it in the video. You just can't see him. You don't know that's him unless I tell you it's him.
Right. Okay.
But imagine if I had the camera that goes to him, because now they can play that on around the horn more comfortably. Because at that, if you remember at that time, they were trying to find every reason to say they didn't like each other.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, Russell Westbrook brushed his hair. Is he taking a shot at Kevin Durant?
Come on, man. Look Katie.
They used to do stuff like that.
AD for brushing his hair.
Russell Westbrook putting on lotion, clearly.
Oh, no.
Making fun of him.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what they was doing with the media at the time, dog.
Knowing you did that bit, not knowing what you were going to do, because the clip is amazing. Knowing the backstory behind it makes that clip 10 times more amazing.
That's some funny stuff.
That's incredible.
No idea, dog. I just knew that I couldn't have him getting up while I was performing. Because literally the crowd's eyes, every time he got up, the crowd.
So the crowd knew he was traded at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah,
like it was the trade was announced 2 hours before the show.
Wow. Wow.
If y'all remember, it was the biggest thing in sports at the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because we knew it was going to happen, but you got to remember. Backstory, right? This was everybody left but Russ. It was like Paul George left, Paul Kevin Durant left, yeah. James Harden left, Serge Ibaka left, Carmelo Anthony. Like he's the last one. And he was like, remember, it was like him and Dame Lillard, the last loyal superstar, like all that conversation.
Yeah.
There's an interesting what if that we've never done in sports. What if Russ was like, no, I'm good. I don't want to go nowhere. Because the story was always Presti went to him and said, what do you want to do? Like, we're not going to contend. Paul wants out of here. We're getting this kid back. We think he's good. We don't really know. We got a stock pile of draft picks. What do you want to do? What if Russ had just went, I'm good, man. Right, it's OKC. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Sam Presti would have had to make the decision for him. Right. Or.
I just came as a courtesy there. Yeah.
Right.
But
you really don't know, dog. Like, because the league ain't as much about that as much as it's about can I be a star while a star is already here? It's how often do you see somebody like take over a spot? It's hard because the offense still runs through this person. They still have X amount of shots per game.
Right.
They still have, you know what I mean? Like
they're trying to set it up in LA.
That's a good comp.
Yeah, they're trying to set it up in LA with Luka and LeBron.
They're trying. The difference is LeBron is 40.
Well, the difference is LeBron's the greatest player of all time, and you might have to pry the best player on the team from his hands.
Yeah. I mean, but yes. That for 40 sure.
40 or not.
You know what I mean? But it's like, if you do that with a 40-year-old, regardless, the mindset is, this can't go on for too much longer. You know what I mean? Like, that's a trade for the future any way you look at it. And we don't know how long the future is, but it can't be no more than 3 years.
Right.
And Luka's what, 20? Is Luka 28, 26?
He might be
27.
Yeah, 26, 27.
Yeah. So it's like you have to do that. I think when Russ got traded, Russ was probably 32.
Sounds about right. Maybe at 31, 32. The crazy thing is, and you were there when it happened. I mean, it was still love in OKC. Like when he got traded, they still love Russ. Mm-hmm. It was like, all right, man, thank you for everything you did. We love you. Anytime you come back here, it's all good. Like it wasn't resentment. It wasn't shock. It was you turned your back on the city. Nothing like that. It was all right. We know what time it is. Thank you for everything.
The most beloved player in the franchise's history. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part is, as a player, you can get traded and they'll love you. If you request a trade, they hate you. Mm. You can get released, they love you. Mm. If you sign somewhere else, they hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So now you really just be having to, as the ladies say, you have to choose you.
That's right.
Lance Woods, you gotta put yourself first, King, and go where you are appreciated and not tolerated. Clock it.
You gotta go
Come
get
on,
that
KC. Clock it.
You gotta go get that picture with Lance Woods tonight at the Punchline. Spend that extra money. Get your picture with Lance Woods at the Punchline. You deserve it, girl.
I believe you do.
That's right.
Yes. I mean. I've been lifting. I've been doing push-ups. I'm picking up people of all sizes.
Well, it appears that way. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they call me Forklift in the hood. Oh. You know what I'm saying? They call me Forklift. So that means I can lift you even if you lift forks, if you know what I mean.
Even if you lift forks.
Just on tell that- me what they call me.
on that note, PunchlineSack.com, Punchline Comedy Club. Tonight, our man Lance Woods is going to be there. Lance, we appreciate you, man. We love spending time with you.
Hey, D-Lo, your teeth look fantastic.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
So do yours, Casey. I think that's you know what's crazy? Hmm. Now that I think about it, I applied for this job, and now that I'm looking, I don't have the teeth for it.
Do you? Nah, you straight? You got the Invisalign? You still wearing them? Are you done with them?
Nah, I'm done with them.
That's what
I'm
saying. You're good.
But I was still, they was visible at the time, and that's what I'm saying.
I had the gap when the show started. I had the gap.
Nah, but still, nope. I see what's going on. It's some toothism going on in this building. There's some toothism. Okay, not classism, but some toothism. I see what's going on. If you don't got the Colgate smile, don't even bother. What? Bite this apple. Let me see what it look like. No, you absolutely not.
You absolutely not.
The bite's slanted. No, sir, you're not qualified.
Your bite ain't right. See what's going on. Look at they smile. Y'all smile. Listen, y'all got smiles like cheating husbands. Listen, in Tyler Perry movies. Like, the villain in the Tyler Perry movie always got this beautiful smile.
Leave Blair Underwood out of this. He had nothing to
you
do
see
with
what
this
I'm saying?
Conversation.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Why did I get married part four? on the way.
Shout out to y'all, Dennis. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate you. Lance Woods, thank you, brother.
Oh, man.
I appreciate y'all always.
Yes, sir.
That's our man, Lance Woods. Make sure you're following him, man. That boy is crazy. And go see that clip, man. That clip he was talking about. No, now that you have the backstory on the Russell Westbrook clip, go watch it now. Yeah. And it's going to add 10 times to it. It's so funny.
Lance, I saw him over the weekend, and I was talking to him about that clip that went a little viral over the summer, I think it was. Where Jamie Foxx was talking he was talking to Ray J or something about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they were at Jamie Foxx's house. Lance was just sitting there chiming in too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, dog up here with Ray J and Jamie Foxx talking basketball.
You gonna endorse the, what do they call, Raycons? What are them joints called?
Raycon. It wasn't Ray J. It was somebody else that was really famous too. But yeah. That was right there.
There goes the Raycon endorsement.
Shout out Raycon. Remember the glasses? I think they flip down, flip up, something like that. He had the Bluetooth, all that.
Oh, he made glasses too? Man, all right.
Ray J was an entrepreneur.
Well, Yeah.
A marketing genius.
I suppose he was. It was certainly. Are you seeing all of these Kanye clips that are coming out from this? Is this a documentary that's out and yeah, I just haven't seen it?
I haven't paid attention to any of them, but I see them. I see them, but I haven't stopped and watched any of them. But yeah, I think it's a doc. I saw, once again, I didn't stop and pay attention, but I saw a doc is out.
Oh, it is out. Okay.
It's either out or coming out.
Okay.
With Kanye. It's like the making of Ye or something like that.
I don't know what it is, but the, it says pulls in solid box office. So it was in theaters? Yeah, some of those, I mean, every clip that's come out is uncomfortable. It's like, yeah, this is, my brother is not okay.
That one that they had on Netflix was, was really good. And
it was really good and also really bad.
It was eye-opening to a little glimpse. It felt like at the least of the time, a little glimpse to how we got to where we are today.
No announcement on where you'll be able to stream it. It opened up a couple of days ago in theaters. I don't think it's in for a long run. So it might be like the Shady documentary that came out for a weekend and then we'll wound up on Paramount. It's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I think you'll like it. Like it intertwines the story about the fans with I'd consider it a really unique way to do an Eminem documentary. They covered enough of the Eminem story to make you feel like, okay, this isn't all about his fans, but it tells a, I thought it was great. It's called Stans. If you haven't heard it, did you, cause we got to do power rankings when we get back. We got, James at the top of the hour. Did you watch Kimmel last night?
I saw his monologue.
I thought it was good.
I didn't watch the whole show, but
that's all I was talking about was the monologue.
He was in his bag.
He was.
He was in his bag. Yeah, that was cool to see.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought he did a hell of a job, man.
That's a wild situation, man.
It's certainly a really fascinating piece of our history. You know what I really loved about it? Was I remember very vividly watching some sort of like Netflix. Maybe it wasn't Netflix. Maybe it was HBO. But it was about like late night, the history of late night, and they were showing. So Jimmy Kimmel takes the stage. And, you know, he's obviously emotional. He says, thank you. And he says, as I was saying before, I was interrupted. And then starts talking.
Yeah.
That's actually an homage to Jack Parr, who hosted The Tonight Show before Johnny Carson.
Uh-huh.
Jack Parr was in the middle of a monologue and he left, like walked off the show in the middle of his monologue because he was frustrated about a joke that had gotten censored the night before, a joke that they misunderstood and they censored it. And he was really upset about it. And he was stressed from the show. Like he was kind of on the verge of breaking. He just walked off and there was speculation as to whether he was ever going to come back. Things get, you know, worked out. He comes back a month later, steps on the stage and was the first thing he says, as I was saying before I was interrupted.
Yeah.
And then the crowd goes crazy just like they did last night. And I thought that was such a great acknowledgement of late night talk, which is so much of what this has been centered on, like Trump's war against comedians and late night talk show hosts who don't favor him. And I just thought that was an absolutely brilliant acknowledgement.
I didn't even know that, but so good. He did a phenomenal job yesterday.
We'll come back. We got power rankings on the way, and we'll talk Kings basketball with James Hamm here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But what room do we think Steve Young is in right now? What room do you think that is? Those are all pictures of him.
I'll say this because you probably didn't see this.
Okay.
Steve Young, and maybe, I don't know.
Is he doing okay?
Maybe it was a chatty house. I don't know. But Steve Young randomly on his Twitter, like last week, was like, it, once again, it could have been chatty house, but he was like, yeah, I'm like really, really been battling depression. Like I'm in a really, really bad place. I have been for a lot of years. And I just want to tell you guys, when you guys show love, when you tell me positive things, it really helps out and goes a long way. I just want to thank you. I'm dealing with it. But yeah, I've been in a bad place for a while and you guys have helped out a lot. Just wanted to let you guys know that. And then that was it. I was like, damn. They were like, and I didn't see like no follow up or anything like that. I didn't even
Well, I found about articles about him talking about his struggles with mental health dating back to 2022. He even talks about it's difficult for him to, you know, watch NFL because he can see players silently suffering from CTE.
And he has some bad.
And I'm not going to question Steve Young in that regard at all. But all I mentioned was he is in a fascinating room.
It looks like a library.
It looks like a classroom of sorts, a library, but it's full of his pictures. Maybe he has it. That looks like a classroom.
It does.
It looks like a straight up classroom.
It looks like a sixth grade classroom.
But like, you don't put pictures of your wife and kids in the classroom that, do you?
No.
Steve Young teaching sixth grade?
Well,
imagine
maybe,
you walking
maybe
in
you do
Steve
put
Young
your family in there.
Maybe Steve Young, your TK teacher. Imagine that.
Oh man, I'd be sitting there like,
Mr.
Hey,
Carraway,
Steve, what are we losing?
It's not,
are we learning today?
It's not parents' night. Kenny, can you put, Kenny, I'm not going to ask you again. Please leave Mr. Young alone.
Mr. Young.
Please leave Mr. Young alone.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
All right, man, we've got some changes here because there were some losses. You want to do Russell Wilson ranking? Now, we'll do Russell Wilson ranking second.
Okay.
Let's start with power rankings. You lead us off because I think I led off last week.
Sure. So last week, I had the Eagles, the Bills, the Ravens, the Packers, and the Chargers in my top five. This week, we'll go from 5 to 1.
Okay.
The Ravens fall to the number 5 spot, and
they hung on by a thread. Really?
Yeah, they hung on by
a thread. So 1-2 football team.
I think it was close. It was close.
Okay, the power rankings have officially died. So 1-2 football team at number. Yes.
They were an 0-1 team, and I had them
Boo.
In there.
Boo.
Got the Ravens at 5.
Boo. Favoritism.
I got the Ravens at 5. Even though I've waffled with that a little bit, and I can be talked off the ledge. The power rankings can be changed. I waffled between them and the Lions.
The Lions aren't in your.
All right, dude. No, no.
Well, yeah, I have not been making the playoffs a week ago.
I'm
not making the playoffs a week ago.
This is Triple H at WrestleMania.
I'm turning the music off.
All right, he's going over every time. Hey, it makes no sense, but he's going over.
Hey, hey, bro, just put your boots in the middle of the ring. Yeah.
Okay, look. You take the Ravens out. Right? Listen to the rest of the floor.
Let me be honest with everybody. This could be my fault. I didn't write in power rankings as part of the show today because I didn't. I legit did not think Kenny was here.
I saw the rundown this morning. It said KC out. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I didn't think he was here, and so I didn't write that in. I can't do power rankings without him. So I was like, oh, you're here. All right, I'll throw it in to the show. Maybe my man hasn't had time to give this a lot of thought,
and
you know, because
it's fair.
Lance, we'll go with that. Like, like a 1-2 team.
He just hit us with I put this team 5th, but if you want to talk me out of that and put the team that just beat them on Monday there, I can do that. I can be open minded.
Look.
Oh no!
Now he's dying.
No! Oh no! This is it.
Hey, die on camera. You know the rules.
Look. I'll make the first ever power rankings change right here, because you're right. Because to be honest with you, I forgot about the Lions. That's the whole thing. Because look, it was between for that 5th spot, it was between the Ravens and the Packers. And I gave it to the Ravens because I think the Ravens are better than the Packers.
So, okay, but I forgot about the 5. Lions. Who's 4?
4, smart ass, since you want to have an attitude with me, 4 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Very nice.
The Bucs are at 4.
Okay.
The Chargers are at 3.
Okay.
The Bills are at 2. All right. The Eagles are still at 1.
All right.
I did forget about the Lions because I was thinking between the Ravens and the Packers.
Would you like to put the Lions in over the 1-2 Baltimore Ravens?
It's too early to tell.
Okay.
I'm putting the Lions in. Lions at 5.
I also have the Lions at 5. I did not forget about them. I put the Chargers at 4. Because I put the
Hater
Bucks.
Again.
No, I'm not hating. I put the Bucks at 3. That's not hate. It's 2-3-0 teams. It's right there. It's a BCS margin of error right there.
They almost lost to Sam Houston State.
It's true.
The Bucks.
But they didn't.
Yeah, if it's BCS, I factor that in.
Wow, we got power rankings controversy today by both.
They're 3-0. What you want to do? The Denver Broncos almost beat the Chargers.
The Broncos have a higher BCS rank. They're ranked higher in the BCS.
Strength of schedule, SOS percentage.
Broncos are 1-2. Broncos lost to the...
The Jets are 0-3.
Well, that's not my problem.
Their schedule index is higher.
Yeah, I think the Jets would have won that game if Aaron Glenn hadn't won down the sideline dance in the way that he did.
Everybody loved that dance, and that was not a good dance.
Oh, it aged beautifully.
That was a terrible strut.
It
I did not like that at all.
Like, mwah, fine wine. Bucks at 3, Bills at 2, Eagles at 1.
You know what I did think about?
It's going to be tough for those 1-2 spots to move.
I did think about switching the 1-2 spots after what I saw on Sunday from the Eagles.
I thought what the Eagles did solidified their spot.
They looked so bad in that first half.
Yeah, but the Bills were the same way against your Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, I hold the Ravens in higher regard than the Rams, though. But that's just
Yeah, clearly.
Saquon Barkley.
Rams aren't even in the power rankings, for God's sake.
No, they would have. I was ready to.
Yeah.
like top three.
Yeah.
If they would have pulled that one off.
Saquon Barkley yet to run for over 100 yards too so far. First three weeks of the season. He did twice in the first 3 weeks of the season last year and hit 95 in week two.
There was no chance he was going to have a big follow-up to last year, right? Like that doesn't
He doesn't need
even
to go
seem...
for 2,000, but I wonder if – I don't want to say teams are going to limit, like stop Saquon, but like for week one, 60 yards, week two, 88, last week, 46. Like I wonder if just that element is not going to be there this season where it's just you're not getting 2,000. Maybe you're getting 1,300 or 1,200 or something like that, and you got to figure out something else. We're just a little bit more vulnerable.
And now you're going to have Jalen Hurts throwing the football like, you know, like everybody wants him to.
Like Leezy wants him to.
Well, Leezy just thinks he's already there.
Dude called in. He's like, yeah, I told you guys, all these quarterbacks, they're not better than the Philadelphia Eagles.
He said
you were talking about Jalen Hurts.
He said you were repping Carson Wentz.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, he was lashing out. And
look at him. There you go. We had 3-0.
We never said the Eagles were bad.
They've been number one in the power rankings.
We never said Jalen Hurts was bad either.
Yeah, he's a top 12 quarterback. Jalen Hurts.
I just realized he went from top 10 to top 12.
Yeah, I threw the top 10 earlier.
He's going to be what do you work? He's a top 15 quarterback.
Is Jalen Hurts better than Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not even crazy about Dak Prescott. Y'all said that a little quick, though.
He is.
Well, Dak Prescott.
I think Jalen's better than Dak Prescott. I'm not saying he's.
Yeah. He's better. Oh, yeah, I'll go Jalen.
I got to think about that. And this is me saying that. I got to think about that. Dak ain't. Saying that this is what you guys are saying, but Dak ain't no scrub.
Well, it's just because.
I think you sneaky hate Jalen.
You got to evaluate the position differently, too. Like, Dak throws the football better, I'm sure, and all these things.
Tell your guy in Georgia Jalen not send you any Jalen Hurts gear.
Jalen, my boy.
Man.
And I don't think Dak is terrible. So they're both top 10 quarterbacks.
They're same tier.
That's fair. That's fair.
Well,
y'all just said it real quick. That's why I was like, hey.
Easy. You know why it was so easy? Because when you get to the Russell Wilson rankings, I have the Cowboys at 5. Got the Cowboys at 5. What's the spades line?
Oh, you got 3 and 2 maybes?
Yeah, I got 5 and maybe a 1 coming the Cowboys' way. But I got them at 5 in the Russell Wilson rankings with the Dolphins at 4, the Jets at 3, the Saints at 1. And taking their rightful place as a disaster is the New York Giants.
Oh, damn.
Might not be there for long.
Well, mine's not far off. I don't think people are going to like this one.
They sure aren't.
I got the Raiders in that bottom 5. I got the Raiders in that bottom.
Welcome,
five.
Raider fans.
They're 5, but I got them in the bottom 5. I got the Jets. I got the Panthers. I got the Giants, and I think the Saints are the worst team in football.
Wait, what was that? What was the top 5 again?
Raiders, Jets, Panthers, Giants, Saints.
Hey, we got out. We don't suck.
Nah, it was a good performance last Thursday.
Nice.
No, I love that the Raiders have the same record as the Ravens, and the Ravens.
All 1 and 2s are not.
Strength of schedule in there.
That's the shoot.
The Ravens at least have positive yards rushing the football.
Well, that's true. We just need Derrick Henry to hold on to the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.